Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by the 78th Alice in Dairyland, Sarah Hagenow. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Cody. It is great to be back in the area.
Yes, we were kind of chatting off the air. This is your first time back in Crawford County since you won back in May.
It is. This is my first time back. It's kind of a full circle experience. Of course, the Alice in Dairyland finals for the 78th Alice was here in Prairie du Chien back in May where I was selected. So it's great to be back. It feels like I'm back home, kind of where it all started.
Yeah, you even said you had some fans that stopped you. You had parked the car and they were excited to see you. So that's awesome. Hero's welcome back home.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that. It definitely felt like it was back in a special place. I hope a lot of people in the area got to know Alice through that whole process. Of course, the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, spent her time making monthly visits to Crawford County to promote this area's agricultural industry. So it's so great when you get to return and help experience a part of what makes it so special as well.
Yes, you're forever tied to Crawford County for that as well. So what have been some highlights since you were last in Crawford County? You've been very busy. You made some trips overseas. What has that been like being Alice so far?
Oh yeah, there has been so much that I've been able to experience in the last roughly 5 months. Took the reins back on July 7th, so it will be halfway through my term on January 7th, leading up to December. It's about 5 months. There have been so many things that I have really treasured during this experience. I, of course, spent all 10 days at the 174th Wisconsin State Fair, which was so incredibly fun and a great way to meet lots of consumers, help promote where their agricultural products and their food comes from, as well as just share that story of our hardworking farmers and ranchers and food processors throughout the state. World Deer Expo was another event I was able to attend. That's an event that's near and dear to my heart since I grew up showing there and my family has been very involved in World Deer Expo in Madison. So it was great to kind of serve as the official ambassador for the event and showcase Wisconsin's dairy industry on a global scale for all of the international participants, as well as the trade show, all of the businesses that come to showcase their technology, and the cattle owners and enthusiasts that come for that world-class cattle show. You mentioned I spent some time overseas recently, and I was able to head over to China with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin very recently, actually. I just got back last Saturday. Wonderful opportunity promoting Wisconsin agriculture in international markets and helping them understand more about Wisconsin ginseng and how it's really the gold standard for ginseng across the world.
That's awesome. Been very busy. It's been a good time. And of course, another very busy time of the year. The holidays are coming up here right around the corner. So you brought some gifts and a display in front of us here as well. And so we'll kind of tell the folks what you brought.
I sure did. Well, right now I am on a campaign promoting the Something Special from Wisconsin program here in Wisconsin. If you're looking for that gift that is authentically the Badger State and will perfectly wrap up your shopping list, look no further than this program, which features hundreds of small Wisconsin businesses. This whole campaign has about 36 members that are a part of it, and today I'm featuring six of those. So just to run through a couple of them, we have Dairy Diaries, which is a collection of children's stories and inspired by author Chase Pagel's kids growing up on their third-generation farm in Kewaunee County. Her goal is to educate and promote the importance of agriculture, so her stories combine real experiences with fun characters. That is a wonderful exploration for all ages. We also have Widmer's Cheese Cellars, which makes cheese to keep you warm and satisfied during the holiday season. They were established in 1922, and they're a fourth-generation cheese factory. Their famous aged cheddar is iconic, but they also produce two Wisconsin originals, Colby and Brick, as well as their newest Butter Casse cheese. If you want to keep the holidays sweet, look for Jam Session Honey and Preserves. This is a timeless treat and a really thoughtful gift for honey. If you're looking to sweeten your recipes, share it with family, or even enjoy it by the spoonful. And this particular one is a wildflower honey, so it captures the diversity of the flavor of our state's blossoms in every jar. There's also Honestly Cranberry, which is created by a fourth generation cranberry grower. Cranberries are our state fruit, and this is a great option for people who enjoy the tart taste of cranberries, but maybe want a little healthy option without the added sugar, juice, or oil. You can enjoy these dried cranberries right out of the bag, add them to your favorite holiday salads, baked goods, marinades, and so much more. And they always like to say, heart the tart, which I would agree with. There's another product I have, CTL Food Inc.'s Classic Malt Powder, which is a trip down memory lane. This powder is reminiscent of the old malt shops from the 50s and 60s, and they've been blending and processing this soda fountain malted milk powder for nearly 50 years, so a lot of history with this company. You can try this out in their Apple Crunch Malt Ice Cream, make a grasshopper malted cheesecake, and of course, hot chocolate.
Of course.
What better to evoke the holiday season than a cup of hot chocolate with some rich malted powder added. And then last but not least, the Sheboygan Pasty Company is back on our gifting list this year, but now they are returning as Casa Rainiere Calzones. This company was started in 2021 as an idea to boost sales during the COVID-19 pandemic for the Rainieri brothers up in Sheboygan County. And now their new product line of calzones features handmade calzones using delicious local ingredients and fresh local ingredients from local businesses. They have flavors like garden pesto and sausage and pepperoni to get your calzone fix in for the holiday season.
There we go. Talked about some great products. You mentioned just six here, but there's 32, correct, from this collection, the Something Special from Wisconsin program?
Yep, 36.
36.
But very
Sorry,
close.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
An extra four.
Where can folks find out the information that we just mentioned and about the other products?
Great question. I covered a lot of information with this. So people can head on out to somethingspecialwi.com, which is the Something Special from Wisconsin website, where they will find these products and their details, plus an entire list of the members that are part of Something Special from Wisconsin. You can also identify these products in stores by looking for the iconic red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin logo. You can either find it in that red oval shape with the white and yellow writing, perhaps a rectangle, or just that white and yellow writing. The best part about this program is that all members certify that at least 50% of their product or services, processing, production, or ingredients are from or happening in Wisconsin. So it is the perfect way to support small businesses within our state, as well as support our food processors, our farmers, and our ranchers that are working hard to give us that authentic holiday experience from Wisconsin with delicious foods.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off air too about, you know, the shop local stuff that we do here and try to push that on the radio. And this is a way to make your holiday, you know, treats, desserts, your gatherings totally Wisconsin and keep that money here.
Absolutely. And there are so many gift ideas on this list as well. One of the great things about the holidays, or something I always find really special, is when someone puts that thought into that gift and finds something that's artisanal and authentic and perhaps handmade, which all of these products really are. They have that local Wisconsin feel and give you a great taste of the Wisconsin experience during the holidays.
Well, very good. Sarah, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. You're going to be back here in a few weeks with another campaign. Talking about Wisconsin butter.
I cannot wait to be back for that. Butter makes the holidays complete, right? Warmth and comfort. There's nothing that adds that richness more than Wisconsin butter does.
I read a story on the air a couple days ago, and it was that butter is the real MVP of the holiday season. I think that's so true, and we're going to find out why here in a couple weeks.
I would agree. It really binds not only our meals together, but truly our gatherings. It's the glue that holds it all together. So I'm excited to share more about that with you, as well as showcase Wisconsin dairy.
That was the 78th Allison Dairyland, Sarah Hagenow, joining us here this morning. Sarah, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thanks so much for having me, Cody.